Katy Country 94 weather.
The Benoit Angus 35th performance-tested bull sale returns to the ranch near Edsbyn, Kansas, March 21st. 170 bulls will sell from a program based on fault-free, easy-fleshing females and focused on creating high-quality bulls to meet the demands of their reputation commercial bull producer. Catalog available at BenoitAngus.com and bid online at LiveAuctions.tv. It's Thursday, March 21st, 1 p.m., the 35th Benoit Angus bull sale near Edsbyn, Kansas.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Thunderstorms likely today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 50. Winds out of the northeast, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 32. A dusting of snow tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Cantu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Cantu Auto Repair today at 75-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Cantu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Teachers in the state of Kansas could move to a retirement plan with better long-term benefits if new legislation is advanced. The change may help stem the state's increasingly severe teacher shortage. Timothy Graham, Director of Government Relations and Legislative Affairs for the Kansas National Education Association, pointed to state vacancies during a Tuesday hearing on the potential change. In fall of 2023, the state had an estimated 1,800 teacher vacancies, according to the Kansas State Department of Education. In 2022, there were 1,650 reported vacancies. Educators have accepted lower compensation to follow their passion, said Graham. They've consistently endured stagnating wages on top of that. They are facing growing demands from the public and growing disciplinary situations in the classroom. And now, like many other college graduates, teachers are starting their careers with tremendous student loan debt. Ensuring that they have a dignified and comfortable retirement after years of public service is simply the right thing to do. Kansas implemented current tiers for the Kansas Public Employee Retirement System in 2015, also known as CAPERS, following financial strain. CAPERS includes all of the state's public sector workers, such as teachers, lawmakers, and firefighters. These workers fall into three retirement levels: CAPERS Tier 1 for people enrolled before July of 2009, CAPERS 2 for those entering between July of 2009 to December of 2014, and CAPERS 3, which is for everyone enrolled after January 2015. Rather than relying on a formula based on years of service and final average salary, as in the traditional pension plan of Tiers 1 and 2, CAPERS Tier 3 ties a member's lifetime benefit to contributions and interest earned throughout the member's career in a 401k-like account. Senate Bill 479, heard Tuesday in the Senate Committee on Education, would convert Tier 3 members to Tier 2 by January of 2025 and allow teachers who become CAPERS members in July of 2024 to enter Tier 2. Shorter-term teachers who would receive more benefits under Tier 3 could choose to stay in Tier 3. CAPERS estimated 40,000 teachers are employed in Kansas school districts, about 15,000 of whom are CAPERS Tier 3 members. To showcase the difference in tiers, CAPERS Executive Director Alan Conroy calculated the difference in benefits for a teacher who has been in the profession 30 years and retires at age 60 under Tiers 2 and 3. A CAPERS 2 teacher would receive $45,000, while a CAPERS 3 teacher could receive between $27,000 and $37,000. Leah Filter, Assistant Executive Director of Advocacy with the Kansas Association of School Boards, spoke in favor of the change during a March 5th hearing. She said, and I quote, "They felt an improved retirement benefit would not only attract young people to the profession, but also encourage experienced teachers to remain in the classroom. Our members also stated that moving teachers to an improved benefit structure in Tier 2 would demonstrate respect for the profession." Filter said school board members within their organization felt the change could help attract and keep teachers in Kansas. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes. 60 Independence and Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osmer, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Community luncheon, dine-in or curbside carryout, meatballs, cheesy potatoes, green beans, cookie. That is today at the Boost Ministries Blessing House from 11 to 12:30, 120 North Campbell in Beloit. Free will donation to help others. Beloit FFA is having a producer's night out. Join them for a meal followed by a presentation covering mental health and agriculture in rural areas. Speaker is mental health counselor Will Stutterheim. This will be Tuesday, March 19th at 6:30 at Beloit High School. To RSVP, you need to do that by tomorrow, March the 8th, and you can call 785-620-7557 to RSVP for that event. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Beiser ahead to Gerstner, breaks free. Has Eli to his right. Lobs it for Eli and the alley-oop. Are you serious? The stop. Gerstner sets it up on a platter for Johnson. Another jam, and Beloit's up by 26 in the first round of 3A State.
The Beloit Trojans with a super dominating, convincing win in the first round of the 3A State tournament here in Hutchinson. Knock off to the PK Hayden Wildcats, 56-42, and at one point led by 30 in the fourth quarter. Beloit advances to their 14th state semifinal in school history, and will play on Friday.
The Beloit Trojan boys dominant in their first round win over Topeka Hayden on Wednesday afternoon in Hutchinson in the 3A state tournament. We'll have more on that game from Wade Gerstner coming up in the sportscast. We also look at other local sports and state basketball. The St. John's Tipton Blue Jay boys in the first round of state on Wednesday. The St. John's Tipton girls open state play today, and the Big 12 women's basketball tournament beginning tonight as well. It's all coming up in the sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Well, as heard moments ago, the Beloit Trojans opened the 3A state tournament with a 56-42 win over Topeka Hayden Wednesday afternoon in Hutchinson. The Trojans will move on to play Wellsville in the semis on Friday afternoon. The Eagles picked up a 48-38 win over Ellsworth. The Bearcats had a four-point lead in the final quarter, but were outscored 16-1 the rest of the way. We'll have more on Beloit's win from Wade Gerstner coming up momentarily as, again, Ellsworth finishes their season from the NCAA. Also from the league, Southeast of Saline fared better. They picked up a 54-51 win over Cheney in the first round. Trojans will take on Goodland in the semis Friday night. The Cowboys rolling to a 68-46 win over Riverton. Elsewhere in the area, in 1A Division 2 at Great Bend, the St. John's Tipton boys saw their season come to a close with a 54-32 first-round loss to Axtell. I'll have more on that game coming up. The Eagles move with the semis to face Lebo, which beat Northern Valley 59-56. In the early game, Knighton crushed Marmaton Valley 72-26, and Cunningham came back from down 17 to beat Buckland 70-66. Full state tournament brackets and info can be found at ncksports.com. Once again, Wade Gerstner had the call for the Beloit Trojans as they open state on Wednesday afternoon on the boys' side in 3A.
The Beloit Trojan boys basketball team proved worthy of the number one seed on Wednesday night in the first round of the 3A state tournament at Sports Arena in Hutchinson as Beloit won their 13th in a row to improve to 23-1 overall as they demolished the 8 seed Topeka Hayden by a final of 56-42, and it wasn't even that close. Beloit started just a few seconds into the game. Opening possession, Noah Gerstner buried a three. Beloit led 3-0. After Hayden hit a three-pointer, Beloit would go on a 6-0 spurt, led 9-3. Hayden would respond as they go on a 7-0 run and took a 10-9 lead. But it'd be the only lead that Hayden would have the entire day as Beloit scored the next 18 unanswered to go up 27-10. And then Lance Lindeen hit a three-pointer a minute before halftime to push the lead back up to 14 at the break, 30-16. And Beloit kept the foot to the gas as they then outscore Hayden 15-5 in the third quarter and go on to take a 24-point lead headed into the fourth. At one point in the fourth quarter, Beloit led by 30 in the first round of a 3A state tournament game against a Hayden team that was very talented. Beloit led by 30, 51-21, eventually go on to win it by 14, 56-42. Beloit was led by the S&S Drug and Home Health Athlete of the Game, Eli Johnson. The previous career high was 16. Eli had a new career high with 21. 10 in the first half, 11 in the second half, had a three-pointer. He had three dunks and nearly had a fourth right before halftime. And Beloit
was led by Johnson. He was our athlete of the game. Eli also had 7 rebounds on the night, 10 of 12 from the floor. Bryce Beisner added 12 points and 9 rebounds. Bryce 4 for 4 from the floor and hit both of his 3-point attempts, hit both of his free throws as well. Chipped in with 5 assists and 5 block shots. And those two were the only Trojans in double figures. The Beloit defense got it done. Hayden shot 28% from the floor for the entire game. And after 3 quarters, Hayden had just 21 points, 6 field goals. They shot 17% through the first 3 quarters of play. Beloit out-rebounded Topeka Hayden 37-21. And they outscored Hayden in the paint 32-6 en route to the easy win over Hayden 56-42. Hayden ends their season at 8-16. Dom Ridley had 13 and Cooper Kolbach had 15 points on 5 3-pointers. But Beloit wins it very easily and they will move on to the state semifinals on Friday at 2 o'clock against the Eagles of Wellsville. Beloit meeting Wellsville for the 5th time in Beloit's state history. That's the most times they have faced any opponent in state competition. Wellsville Beloit split the first 4 meetings prior to the one that's coming up on Friday. Our block of the game for HR Block of Beloit went to Bryce Beisner, the Cunningham telephone cable connection of the game. You heard the highlight earlier. Noah Gerstner on a sick alley-oop pass to Eli Johnson for the 2-hand flush. And the utility player of the game from Sincon of Kansas went to Brody Litton off the bench, who had 6 rebounds and 3 points to spell Beloit's bigs in 10 minutes of action. Once again, Beloit runs away from Topeka Hayden. They win over the Wildcats in the first round of 3 state play, 56-42, at one point led by 30 in the fourth quarter. Reporting for KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports, I'm Wade Gerstner.
Thanks, Wade. Also on Wednesday in 1A Division 2, the 7th seed of St. John's Tipton Blue Jays battled with number 2 seed Axtell for a half, going into the locker room down just 24-20. The Eagles came out firing in the second half, though, extending their lead out to 13 early in the third, going on to win by 22, 54-32. Axtell scored the first 7 points, but the Blue Jays battled back to tie it at 17 in the second quarter. Trailing 22-20 late in the first half, St. John's Tipton had a turnover under Axtell's basket. The Eagles got a bucket from Wyatt Detweiler to go up 4 at half. Colin Shaughnessy opened the second half with a 3. The Eagles scored 6 more points to finish off a 12-0 run from the end of the first half to the beginning of the second. St. John's Tipton was held to just 8 points in the second half. They were led by Edward Hrenik with 11 in the game. Coben Schroeder got the block of the game from H&R Block of Beloit for the Blue Jays, while an assist from Gabriel Roderick to Edward Hrenik in the second quarter was a connection of the game from Cunningham Telephone and Cable. Roderick was also named the utility player of the game from Sincon of Kansas. The athlete of the game from SNS Drug and Home Health went to Eli Brockton of Axtell. He scored a game-high 18 points with 7 big ones in the third quarter, 3 3-pointers in the game. Brandon Smelsley had 2 dunks in the fourth quarter and finished with 15. Shaughnessy had a double-double with 11 points and 10 boards. The Eagles moved to 22-2. They're headed to the state semis, while St. John's Tipton finished their year at 14-8 with the loss. Once again, it was Axtell over St. John's Tipton 54-32 on Wednesday night in Great Bend. High school state tournament action rolls on tonight. The St. John's Tipton Lady Jays, the number 6 seed at the 1A Division 2 state tournament with a record of 16-5, facing number 3 seed Sharon Springs, who comes in at 20-3. Lady Jays making their 8th state tournament appearance. They've been led this season by guards Carly Brummer at 16 points a game and Jenna Gingler at 15.5. Linnell Gingler putting up 9 points and 6.5 rebounds, and she'll have to deal with 6'2 center Aubrey Richardson, who's averaging just under 10 points for the Wildcats. Sharon Springs has 2 double-digit scorers, led by guard Jersey Benish, the sophomore, at just under 12 points a game, and Jalen Daly, who's putting up 10 points a game. St. John's Tipton and Sharon Springs set for a battle. Tip-off at 8 o'clock tonight from Barton Community College in Great Bend. I'll have the call on Katie Country 94 and katiecountry94.com with pregame at 7:40. The 1A Division 2 state tournament opens on the girls' side at 2 o'clock. Number 1 South Haven taking on number 8 Northern Valley, and then a number 4 seed Buckland against number 5 Hanover at 4. The night session starts with number 2 Lebo facing number 7 Meredosine Valley in an all-Lyon County League battle at 6 o'clock. Also in the 2A boys tournament in Dodge City from the NCAA, Sacred Heart, the number 4 seed at 20-3. They'll face 18-5 number 5 seed Erie at 4 o'clock at United Wireless Arena. Again, all the matchups and brackets can be found at the link at ncksports.com. Finally in sports, the Big 12 women's basketball tournament gets underway tonight. There are 2 games on the schedule. Houston faces Texas Tech at 5:30. UCF battles Cincinnati at 8. Both games on ESPN Plus from the T-Mobile in Kansas City. The full bracket for the conference tournament at Big12Sports.com. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas. Katie Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. The sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.